I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Vatican has said the health of retired Pope Benedict has worsened due to his age, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Vatican officials have said doctors are monitoring the condition of the 95-year-old retired pontiff. Pope Francis had gone to visit his predecessor before the announcement and asked the faithful to pray for him. Benedict has lived in a monastery on Vatican grounds since he retired in February 2013. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
France's defense minister visited Ukraine on Wednesday to discuss ramping up French military support for the war effort against Russia, including ground-to-air defense from Russian missile attacks.
Et les présidents Zelensky et Macron nous ont demandé et chargé à toi et à moi.
Russian strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure have in recent weeks resulted in blackouts affecting millions. Ukraine's defense minister said the Ukrainian top priority was aerial defense, and officials were also keen to acquire more artillery systems and munitions. U.S. health officials said on Wednesday the United States will impose mandatory COVID-19 tests on travelers from China, joining India, Italy, Japan, and Taiwan in taking new measures after Beijing's decision to lift stringent zero COVID policies. China this month began dismantling the world's strictest COVID regime of lockdowns and extensive testing, putting its battered economy on course for a complete reopening next year. The lifting of restrictions means COVID is spreading largely unchecked and likely infecting millions of people per day, according to some international health experts. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Sudan will send 750 soldiers to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo soon to join a regional force fighting a rebel offensive, a military spokesman said Wednesday. Fierce fighting in recent months between Congolese troops and the M23 rebel group prompted the East African Community Bloc to deploy a joint regional force to quell the violence, with Kenya and Uganda also sending soldiers to the DRC. At a ceremony in the capital, Juba, President Salva Kiir instructed the troops to, quote, keep order, urging them to protect the civilians and their properties from any harm. The ceremony came barely 4 months after thousands of fighters, including former rebels loyal to Kiir and his rival, the vice president, were integrated into South Sudan's army, a key condition of a peace deal to end the country's brutal civil war. 11 people have been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of an Islamic extremist attack that killed 19 people and injured dozens more on an Ivory Coast tourist beach nearly 7 years ago. The killings in the resort area of Grand Bassam by Al-Qaeda were the nation's first extremist attack of its kind and one of the bloodiest in the region. The long-awaited verdict was read by a judge Wednesday in a packed courtroom in the capital, where the trial started in November. Venezuelan migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border say they are considering their next steps, but remain hopeful about crossing the border after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to keep restrictions in place for now. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Luis Santelis from Venezuela told Reuters he's desperate to enter the U.S., but doesn't want to risk deportation.
Tengo temor de cruzar así ilegal.
I'm afraid to cross illegally because I'm afraid they'll catch me and return me. I'll appear on the system and I won't be able to enter the United States. I want to wait. I have faith and hope they'll deliver news. I'll wait.
Title 42 had been due to expire on December 21st. The High Court will hear arguments in the case in February and will likely issue a decision in June.
Former Peruvian President Pedro Castillo, who's being held for 18 months in pretrial detention after attempting to illegally dissolve Congress, said on Wednesday he was a victim of quote-unquote political revenge by his adversaries. Castillo, speaking at a hearing to appeal the detention, said he had not committed the crimes of rebellion and conspiracy for which he's under investigation. I'm Joe Ramsey.